Brexit is now law, but globalists refuse to surrender. Written by Alex Newman on Wednesday, June 27, 2018. With the Queen Elizabeth's royal assent, the so-called European Union Withdrawal Act implementing UK voters' Brexit decision to secede from the EU is now law, earning cheers from lawmakers who support the will of the people. The legislative measure, first introduced a year ago but only passed last week after seemingly endless debate, enshrines Brexit Day as March 29, 2019. After that, the United Kingdom is set to once again become sovereign and self-governing, in accordance with the will of British voters as expressed at the ballot box 2 years ago. The House of Lords tried and failed to block Brexit. But the battle is not over yet, and the globalist establishment in London and Brussels is unlikely to give up easily. Across Britain and inside of Parliament itself, opponents of the increasingly totalitarian EU were celebrating after news broke that the Queen had given her approval to the secession legislation. Prime Minister Theresa May, viewed with suspicion by many advocates for national independence, described the passage of the law as a historic moment for our country, and a significant step towards delivering on the will of the British people. She vowed that the UK government was leaving, and that it would not remain ensnared in the EU customs union. And International Trade Minister Liam Fox made it sound like a done deal, too. Lest anyone is in any doubt, the chances of Britain not leaving the EU are now zero. Still, much remains to be worked out. For instance, the EU is seeking to extort something along the lines of $50 billion or more from British taxpayers in exchange for allowing them to reclaim their independence. On top of that, the globalist governments of Spain, France, and Germany, among others, are threatening to block Britain's access to the European market unless UK authorities agree to so-called freedom of movement, which would allow even more migrants to flood into the United Kingdom against the will of the British people. Already, Brits are a minority in their own capital, which is ruled by a controversial Muslim mayor. Separately, the autocratic and unelected European Commission, which acts as a hybrid executive and legislative branch of the EU, is working to keep the United Kingdom shackled to the European Court of Human Rights. If the British refuse to remain under its illegitimate jurisdiction, the EU will seek to prevent any cooperation at all on judicial and law enforcement between UK authorities and other European governments. But even squishy Prime Minister May has blasted the pseudo-court for binding the hands of Parliament and making Britain less secure. Already, the EU has vowed to prevent British access to EU law enforcement databases controlled by Europol. Ahead of the new EU Withdrawal Act's final approval, the UK House of Lords tried to stop it and insert a number of poison pills that would keep the Brits under Brussels' authority in perpetuity. The House of Commons undid most of that. But further battles with the EU and pro-EU globalists in the United Kingdom will be fought. In the coming weeks, two trade bills will be debated in Parliament, which EU supporters in that legislative body hope to use to keep the UK government shackled to the unelected bureaucracies running the EU. And talks on customs arrangements could be another snag in the effort to restore sovereignty. Globalist big business bosses are making anti-Brexit noises, too. Since the successful referendum on independence, there have also been efforts to substitute real secession with a partial Brexit that would leave the British people and the UK government stuck under Brussels' jackboot. But while a lot of negotiating and dealing remain, Brexit supporters believe the trends look good. The legal position is now so much stronger for a clean Brexit, explained Member of Parliament Jacob Rees-Mogg, a strong supporter of a full exit from the EU superstate, after the Brexit law was final with the monarch's approval. Crucially, this makes the Prime Minister's negotiating hand much stronger. Other lawmakers echoed those remarks. But while Brexit supporters are celebrating, leading globalists and establishment propaganda organs have been doing everything possible to quash the secession effort, including by demanding a second referendum, apparently hoping that voters might have changed their minds by the time a sought-after second vote comes around. Even some Conservative Party members of Parliament, dubbed Remainer rebels in the British press, were hoping to potentially sabotage Brexit by forcing another referendum right up until the last second. By calling an early election, Prime Minister May almost blew it completely, as this magazine reported last year. Last weekend, ahead of the formal announcement about the Queen's assent, anti-Brexit campaigners held protests in London demanding another vote, a typical tactic used by EU globalists when they do not get their way. The event, dubbed March for a People's Vote, featured members of Parliament from multiple political parties that hope to keep the United Kingdom shackled to the unelected regime in Brussels. It is time for you to decide, for you to take back control, demanded anti-Brexit activist Gina Miller at the rally, perhaps forgetting that the people already did decide to take back control by severing ties with the EU that they cannot control. But Brexit architect and former UK Independence Party leader, or UKIP, Nigel Farage is urging EU files to get over it and face reality. In a debate on ITV Good Morning Britain, Farage mocked pro-EU bigwig Lord Adonis and his claim that Brits may be having second thoughts about governing themselves again. We're leaving," Farage said. "We didn't vote on economics, we voted on do you want to be an independent country or part of a union? We could be a lot better off, Andrew thinks we're going to be worse off. But the point is the vote was about the independence of this country." Farage has been perhaps the most troublesome and vocal thorn in the EU's side for years. Under the new Brexit law, debated for over 250 hours by lawmakers, decades of EU laws created by unelected bureaucrats will be formally transferred into British law so that they can be repealed over time without disrupting the legal status quo too quickly. At least, that is what the public is being told. But there is progress. Among other provisions, the bill repeals the 1972 European Communities Act that first shackled the United Kingdom to the budding superstate. It also calls for the formal secession to begin on March 29, 2019, at 11 p.m., exactly 2 years after the Article 50 withdrawal process was launched under the Lisbon Treaty. Ironically, the Lisbon Treaty itself represented a typical example of how the EU, described by a former Soviet dictator as the New European Soviet while in London, treats the wishes of voters. It began as the EU Constitution. But when the Constitution creating a superstate was rejected by voters in multiple European nations, globalist elites in Brussels simply renamed it the Lisbon Treaty and rammed it through without asking voters again. When nations have voted against the EU, they have been forced to vote again until the desired outcome was obtained. It is now at the point where top EU bosses say European peoples should no longer be allowed to vote on important issues. The globalists behind the EU and other attempts to subvert national sovereignty and self-government worldwide are under unprecedented pressure across the Western world. But despite being weakened and increasingly toxic politically, they retain tremendous influence, particularly with gullible populations that still believe the establishment media. There should be no doubt that establishment globalists and their dupes will seek to sabotage Brexit by any means. Currently, that effort appears to be going under the banner of ensuring a soft Brexit, as opposed to a hard one. The long-abused British people, whose liberties are diminishing by the day, must remain on guard. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.